This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for June 29th, 2021.
Candia Safety Facility Committee to order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming on such a warm afternoon. Everybody had a chance to look at the minutes from the June 14th meeting?
What was that question? What did you say?
June 14th meeting, have we had a chance to review them? Look, we'll make...
The 15th.
Nope.
Minutes.
Let me get my glasses on here.
No, okay, that's...
Look at this, on my agenda I had June 14th. Oops,
okay,
I'm bad.
No.
Correct that to June 15th.
On there, Linda mentioned, she wrote down Tom Severino present, and it was really Ron. So she brought to our attention, and your hat is right over there, sir. It's been here for 2 weeks.
What's that?
Your hat.
All over for that.
We knew you. We kept it here because we knew you'd be coming back.
That's all I get. I come back.
Okay. So making that correction, I move to approve of the June 15th committee meeting minutes.
Second that?
I'll second it.
Okay. Second by Joe. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
We have to do the...
Should I vote?
Were you here?
Yeah.
You're listed on...
You're listed as a committee member. I wasn't here, so I'll abstain, actually.
Okay.
I have to abstain.
We'll get through this.
Okay.
Motion carries.
Yes.
Under old business, I was told that the white appraisal did come in this afternoon. 150 pages or so, Linda said. Has not been reviewed. I do not have a copy of it. It's not the hard copy. So I'll defer that to, I'm not sure if the Board of Selectmen paid for that and want to see it first. I don't have a copy of it, but it's in the office. Is that right, Linda?
That's right. It just came in.
And Mr. Severino was here. So do you want to come up and show us some plans?
Yes, so I haven't seen them yet.
Okay.
So I'm late. I was almost here.
Yeah,
I never got them. My brother says, they're coming out. I'm on the printer right now. It's out of town. So I went back and got them.
But again, these are just an idea of what, to show you the comparison of the size of the lot and the size of what the buildings are, to give you an idea what kind of room. So the police department building, that must be the size you guys are talking about, so. Just start with that in the front. Now, I think it can be moved anywhere you want, but this is being just to see the size, how much room if it would take up for the police station parking, safety complex behind that, and then trying to
this fit. Is basically just showing the square footage that we can fit on.
Right,
that
we're
lot.
Basically fitting blocks of land. I think it'd be right. When the time comes, wherever you want. We're just trying to show that that's out of the area that you're getting. This is what the police station would take. It's probably what the fire station would take, and we left some, for a future yard for public works or, trying to show little buildings there. Like I think what we decided to do was just throw maybe a salt shed, and then maybe a pole barn for hanging the spreaders and things like that, and then ultimately then you could see there'd be room for a garage maybe. And obviously, the stormwater treatment thing always comes up, so we have to save some room in the back for that. And he also, he just wrote on there, I don't know if this, if the town office would ever go there, we don't really know what the plans are, but he's saying, well, you know, eventually you might need a place to meet, you know, and CYA doesn't let you in anymore, so. So we tried to draw a good-sized building there for that and some parking, so.
So it looks like the PD, where it's proposed now, is similar to how the court is from the roadway, maybe? Maybe a little closer, or?
Well, the courthouse is way over here.
No, I'm saying as far as how far the court is.
Off the road, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, is that similar?
Oh, I would say.
Give or take?
There's the post office right here.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's
sort of. I mean, obviously, that can fluctuate and move and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the size, 35 by 95, roughly. That. How big is this other one here? It looks good size. The safety complex?
Safety complex. Yeah, I didn't write up to scale it off, but I mean, you're looking. You're probably like 60 by 90 on that, something like that. You know, 5,000-6,000 square feet, I would think.
Looks like drive-through access or bays. Is that right, Joe? Is that what it looks like on the fire?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
I mean, we're not really talking about that, but
yeah.
Where would this lot line go?
That would be
between the courthouse.
Ideal.
What's that now?
This is the courthouse.
No, 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 no. The courthouse is over here.
That's what I thought.
Oh. No, no, no. That's just another parking lot for this building.
That's what I thought.
No, the courthouse doesn't show. That's right. Over here.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So what's this?
It looks like parking warehouse.
Where are we looking?
That's just this tax map.
No, the
room. Well, that's you're off the lot now. You have to follow these dark lines.
Right, okay.
Around. That's an existing house.
This is the house that's on that.
That's the little cement block house.
Right, so right we're talking the 27s here.
No.
Here?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Here, this
right.
is.
Yeah, right, so he's got 27s there.
Okay, all right.
And then that dark gray would be putting in an access road. Because obviously if you're going to have public work, you're going to need a main road going in there, and we're thinking building things off of that.
Okay.
So you have a separate road going. Yeah, it's. You'd think it'd be the other way, but it isn't.
No, okay.
Because it's deeper than it is wide.
Yeah. So 27 access road. Access road and PD possible fire safety complex.
Yeah.
Right.
Courthouse is over here.
Yeah.
Courthouse is down off the plan there. So.
That's the little red house, Ron.
Right. Little red house.
Right here. You
know the little shack house.
Right next to the court. Not the white one, the little red one.
Yeah. No.
Anybody in the audience want to come up and take a look?
Well, kind of spending the time doing that because, you know, that we know we've got room for even growth down the road. That's, I mean, if we have, you know, we're not.
Right, and that's the purpose of this, is just to see
right.
different blocks of the size of the buildings and what it would take. And again, because most people don't realize, again, with the rules now, you need all this treatment area, so you
wow.
you lose a piece in the back. To,
you know. Like you said, a place to hang the salt spreaders. Or
salt shed.
Salt shed. Maybe.
Has Tom, Ron, have you done any, like, well testing to find out whether there's water and stuff there? Or
no. No, but it's could be typical as anywhere else. I'm trying to think if we drilled any wells around there.
Now, does the house that's there or the place that's there? Does
there is a well there. There's an artesian well. I don't know anything about it because it's before I got there, somebody had cut all the pump and everything out of it and took it. So,
okay.
But you know, could we be? It could be used. It's. You know, probably a good well, depending on where it's located. Right behind the house away, so.
Might be the wrong place, yeah.
The, well for the courthouse, that was satisfied.
Well, for the courthouse wasn't bad, 250 or 300 feet. Yeah, we got good water there. So, yeah, that's right, too.
I mean, that's the least of our worries. We have a piece of property. Yes, finding water is always a problem.
Well, that area, it's not like up on High Street where you know you're going to go 800 to 1,000 feet to get water. It's down through that section hasn't been too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's always unknown. But yeah, the courthouse was a pretty decent well.
Okay. No.
If you can't find water, we'll tap into that one. I'll put a meter on it. Send some water over.
You got your bearings?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That looks totally different with all this on it. I wasn't sure, you know, and I think Jeff or whoever mentioned about future, you know, community building and whatnot. Pretty big lot when you combine the two lots.
Yeah, there's a lot of room.
A lot of room right there. More than I thought.
What was that police that we looked at? What was the size of that building, do you recall?
It was just under 100 feet, 96 feet. I think it was 35 or 36 feet.
So that's about what that, so
this, yeah.
Just trying to relate to, that was a good size building for what they had.
Yeah, I thought their Sally Port was a little small at the Barnstead PD, but they, you know, they had a set piece of land at the town. They didn't have to buy land, the town had it.
So what I'm saying is we have room to increase. We have room on there to add another 10 feet.
Right.
I mean, it's not.
Right, you can play with those dimensions all you want.
Right,
oh, yeah, that'd
right.
be plenty.
We're not.
Could be square more than a rectangle.
Yeah. Same size as,
I'm not trying to throw a monkey wrench in anything, but you need to come up with what you dream of, and then we put it in, submit it. And find out what's going on, and if we have to cut it back, we cut it back. But it needs to be like the ultimate.
Right.
And then come back to where we can get it.
Oh,
and
never
take
say
care
ultimate.
Of it.
Just start
in the middle.
Yeah.
It won't work down.
Right. But, you know,
if
in like 4 years it doesn't fit your needs,
then
we're no good.
Right.
And we spent all that money for nothing.
Yep.
So that's what I'm trying to push forward and take care of.
I think one of the things you think about is when the time comes and you get to that point of who's going to design this, you got to be careful. You can get an architectural firm that's going to give you your dream whether you want it or not, because he's looking at a percentage of the total package. We ran into this with the town office building years ago, you know, kept coming back with $1 million buildings until we ended up, we said, we'll build it ourselves, and we did this. And we got an architect that just came in, and he's charged us a flat rate. He says, you guys know what you want, just I'll be here to help you. And we did all the design work, and he got our drawings approved and helped us through the process. Very, very cheap money back then. I did get a name of somebody we use. I might ask him if something's interested in, but that's, you know, if anybody knows of anybody that's, you know, that can help in the concept, but if...
That sounds like an ideal thing. I'd like to do that. I'd like to go that way.
We always have a problem. The architects build what they want to build, and then the clock starts ticking, and they're charging, and usually they say, well, it's not going to cost you anything until the building's done, but because it's 10% of the building, well, they don't want a $500,000 building. They want $1 million building or $1.5 million building. It's kind of how it's only natural. It just evolves into that, you know, and they're not going to find the cheapest place to put, you know, we're a small town, you know, you can use a big range of what you can get here, you know, but I think get the biggest bang for your buck. We want to have a lot to say before, like you just said, we don't want to waste money designing something we can't build.
Exactly.
You know, and then you get obligated to a team that's working on it, and it's too expensive to build, but now you're in with them, and you can't. We went through that before. It didn't work very well.
But I spent 37 years in Manchester in the fire department.
Yeah.
These guys are working out here. Yeah. I don't know what they actually need.
Right.
They have to come up with what they need.
Yeah, Mike's the only one who can tell us what we need.
Exactly.
Then
we can go off of that.
Yeah, and again, visit as many places as you can. I know you got a lot of free time.
You know, is the space, is this what you want?
Yeah. Because you're gonna find one thing in one department that, oh, I like that, and you're gonna another one, and it's gonna end up being a blend of different things you see, you know. And
Well, they're proposing about 3,400 square feet there. Right now, they're making it work on 1,152.
Right.
So somebody's going to ask the question, why do we need three times the square footage?
No, expansion. Well, close half of it off to the town.
Can we design something that we can build, you know, something a little bit bigger than what we have now, but in the future, we can just add to it?
Right, that's like,
that
cool.
Makes sense.
That would, I mean, because right. Eventually, you know, we're going to have to add to it. So I think if we can, you know,
that's right.
Design it with that in mind, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Originally, that was the plan, to have a police station designed for you could put on the fire department. That's what we were talking about in the beginning, you know, and now we have a concept where we have a whole, they're calling it a complex on here, separate from a police station.
So yeah, to me, I mean, again, that's all going to come later. I think that you're right. A lot of thought needs to put into how this is placed. Because to me, you'd almost want to, because now you can share staff down the road if you, you know,
right.
If dispatch moves here
exactly.
Instead of, you know, having it from outside, when it gets moved into town, you want to share those services. So, yeah, I agree. There's got to be some tweaking at some point to allow that this is in the right place.
And you know, I talked with the architect designed Dauber.
Yeah.
He came in and somebody, I don't know him from Adam, I just found out when I went up to Auburn, saw it. They gave me the name. He came in and talked to me.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that we don't know what's needed.
Right.
For requirements, state, federal, whatever it is. So having a person just talking to a person to come in and say, you know, not contracted, let's just get a discussion going. And the other end of it, if we're talking about certain nucleus, that we place it where that nucleus is not going to be in for the future, instead of us, and now we got to do this, say communications, where it could be here and added on for fire or what have you. I think we need that type of expertise, not to, we talk about adding on. Well, now we're doing an add on some of the same things that we could have incorporated on the building. And that's where I'm coming from, where the requirements that are needed, number one, for building codes, our building inspector has never done a commercial unit like this, but what I'm saying is getting a overall picture idea of what, I'm going to say, what a complex is, that you talk to them and then they say, you know, fine, you can, you know, we do this, and then we do that, and the extra cost to do this, to do that, what is it? Where I think we as a town, if we don't look at an overall picture for the growth of the town, and we have to come back in 5 years, and we could put a bond issue together for 10 years, we've solved our problem at that point. I mean, this is over, but Boyd, you came up with the, you know, information on the bond issue. I mean, I think we should do, my opinion, we should do a bond issue, no matter what we do, and let new people that are buying in here today pay for what they're going to be using. That's the philosophy that I have. You know, and bond issue, you know, where is a bond issue at this point?
To go along with what you're saying, Russ, down the road, we're not doing it right now, but if we're going to build safety complex, we need to make sure that the generator is big enough to take care of both vehicles.
Exactly.
Right. We need to make sure that the wells are good enough to do that. That's why I asked you about the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to do all of that stuff to take care of it now, so that we're not doing it in the future again, a second time. Right. We want to do it one time.
Yeah.
And if it passes through, it's like, okay, here it is. This is what we have. But we don't have to redo.
Right. Well, there's a lot more planning that will go into this. This is a quick run through. But from all this input that we'll get in the next few meetings, we'll definitely do more work with this, try to line things up and think about more of the infrastructure things in here too, like wells and septic and where we can put that so that everyone can use them and share them. And know, you don't even have to build. I mean, a well's a well. You're going to get what you get when you drill a well. But hopefully it'll support everything, but you want to have it, you know, you must put it so you can get lines to both buildings and get access to them.
Right, but I mean, if you hook a fire truck up to the well to suck water back out of it to fill a truck up.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're never going to get a well like that over there, but.
Same thing with an architect, you know, you don't want to get somebody that just, you know, designs 7-Elevens.
Right.
And doesn't design a fire station or a police station, has no experience. Rick and I met with a guy selling body cameras and in-cruiser cameras and something we're looking at. And he's like, yeah, you know, you have to get like a virtual network. If you're building a new facility, where do you start? That's IT. We know nothing about IT, but the guy's like, you have to design that into a new building, a virtual network. You know, how much does that cost? Where do you start? You know, that's just one small item.
Yeah,
you know,
that's those communications and the infrastructure of the building that the fire department can use and the police department can use, and we can co-op with that if down the road something like that.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of shared services, absolutely, between those two buildings.
But some of that might bring something to light. Like I just heard Epping, they spent like $3,000. They bought some lockers because the old gym lockers don't work anymore. You have to have ventilation.
Yep.
You take your vest off and stuff. You have a body camera in there, a taser or whatnot, has to dry out. They have to be ventilated. They also come with charging stations. So it's not like, oh, we can get some used lockers from the school. You don't want to build a facility with antiquated equipment. So these are other things, you know, that
but as
we hear by talking to people. So if an engineer or an architect came in here that built a police station somewhere, maybe they could come in and talk to the committee and say, hey, this is what I got to offer, and give us some examples.
As I've said before, there is grant money out there that could go for this. It's just a matter of getting it all set.
Right.
The biggest, the you know, my drawback to this is the safety complex would have been a better thing, because the fire department and the police department could have got a lot more money than just the police department. But you guys have to write up your grants and get them out there. Like, I wrote a grant for the Candia Police Department that's going to go through. We're getting 3 new meters, gas meters with radiation detection, because the state and their infinite wisdom took away our radiation detection, so we don't have any. And it takes an hour and 20 minutes for the hazmat team to show up.
The New Hampshire team?
So we don't have it. So if we're on the highway and we're exposed to radiation, we don't know. So I'm like, no, this is
there's lots of new technology and stuff you need. You're right.
Well, so this gentleman I talked to, he'd be willing to come in and talk. That's all it is. No, and maybe we talk to some other people that have designed this, and there'd be, you know, safety complex, and what's the advantages and disadvantages of not building them at one time or what have you. But to get some insight from different people. I mean, when we toured that police facility, it opened my eyes to a lot of things that are needed and are definitely required for safety and everything else. So, you know, I like the idea of, he said we got the wide aisle so you can get 2 wheelchairs alongside each other. Never thinking of that, you know? I mean, these are certain things that they can bring out to us, and at further discussion we say, well, why do we need 2? Or, you know, I mean, it might be a requirement in a safety facility. I don't know, but they would be working on that, and they'd have that type of requirements, knowing what they are. I'm talking about no cost. Huh. You know, just talk to some, you know, people that have in that business.
Well, you want to get quotes on what it's going to take, so obviously you're going to interview some people.
Right,
and
right.
So they're going to come in and talk to you, and just to get a feel for what you're just going to check what their experience is.
Right.
You know, they're not going to give you all the details because you're getting a job, but you can get a feel for how much they've done, how many different stations they've done, check out the ones they've done, and, you know, and go from there. So that doesn't cause anything to talk to them, but.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have something to report that will relate to the way we finance this thing and where our strategy may, how our strategy might evolve. And Dean brought to my attention a recent legislation that's made some funds available to the town of Candia. So the American Rescue Plan Act established the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund. And the state was allocated $100 per person, per capita. So Candia's set portion of that is $391,941. And all we have to do is apply for it. So I went on the website and filled out the application and got to the point where it said, okay, you got all the stuff there submitted. And I never got to the point where you had to say what you were going to do with the funds. Mm. So I thought, well, that's the next step. So I submitted the thing and it says accepted as submitted. So the town's going to get almost $400,000 there in the next.
That's awesome.
You're going to get half of it in 30 days, and you're going to get the other half in another 60 days. So what we have to do now, if we accept that money, which I don't know why we wouldn't, is determine how to spend it that in a way that conforms with the law. Right. Okay. So one of the law. It's pretty broad, but it's mostly for densely populated urban areas where they want to help disadvantaged people in minority neighborhoods. There isn't much here for the town of Candia, okay? Broadband, we're not going to increase our broadband because we don't own it. We have nothing to do with it. We're not going to install municipal water because for $400,000, you're not going to get very far there anyhow. So the only thing that really relates to Candia, it says other responses and adaptation costs include capital improvements in public facilities to meet pandemic operational needs and to adapt public buildings to implement COVID-19 mitigation requirements. All right, so then I thought, okay, if we can justify that police station because it's going to make more room in this town hall. These are public employees here, too, okay? So I looked at how this thing all works. The federal government recommends that each employee in an office gets 190 square feet space, and that excludes the common area. So this office right here can accommodate about 20 people, and that's about how many people work here without counting the police department. So I don't know how many police officers you have up there on duty at any one time, but you must have you and Rick. And
could be three.
So you could just. Karen.
Oh yeah, Karen's employees. Karen. Yep.
So you could justify that public safety complex just on the basis of that clause, of that paragraph right there, okay? By making more room in this office and making more room for the police department. So I think what you ought to think about doing is taking that $400,000 there and plan on how you're going to spend that to prepare for, and the other thing you really have to understand is you have to finish the job. Don't take that $400,000 and get a bunch of plans, all drawn up, spend half of it, go buy the land, and then go to the town of Candia and ask for a bond issue in March and have it fail. Because now what you have are a bunch of plans, you don't have any money to do anything more with, you have some land you got nothing else to do with, okay? So what you really want to do is be very careful here. So my thought is this, and you guys can figure out the financing, but there's 400,000 right there. We already have 350,000 in capital reserve. That's $750,000, okay? If we go in here and just spend maybe $50,000 on plans and stuff, and go back to the town and just ask them for a couple $100,000 and for a one-shot deal, and it doesn't require a two-thirds majority, 50% of the voters. Now you've got enough now. I mean, if you can't build, go over there and build a 3,500 square foot police station and buy the land for $500,000 or $750,000, there's something wrong. And then we can add on to this thing as we go because we'll have the space there. Mm-hmm. And this thing gets it moving, okay? And you can start construction next year. I mean, the people in this Candia, I believe, would come up with $200,000 when they know the federal government's going to match it 2-for-1. Okay. Yeah.
The bond issues are tough.
Yeah.
And
it's a two-thirds. You know,
remember, I was one headed up that community center that was supposed to go across the street, and we went to town. This is back when we had an actual town meeting. So I says, we decided, let's get the plans done, because everybody would have these ideas. You go to town meeting to raise money, but you have no idea what it's going to cost, because there's no design, there's no bids done yet. So everybody says, well, we want to know what it's going to cost before we vote on this. So we had a pretty good idea of what we wanted. So we says, well, to show a leap of faith here, if we can get the majority of the town meeting to say, why don't you raise $50,000 and we'll get the thing, and we'll get it designed, ready to go out to bid, and then next year, town meeting, we'll come in with the bid results. It passed overwhelmingly.
Okay.
So we got the 50 grand, hired an architect, spent a year designing the building, so we had because the whole thing was the gym, every year the school was coming with a $2 million gym proposal, and we said, which wasn't really going to help us out, so we said, if we can build a gym in a community center, so it will hook it to the school, so they can use it, we can use it for town meeting, so it was a no-brainer. So we got it all through. We came in with, the bids came in at $800,000. Done. It was going to get built for that. No extras, no anything, because that's what we had hard bid on. But it was a bond issue. So we needed 2/3 votes. We lost by 4 votes. So there goes everything that we worked for. And so we came back the second year, tried it, because we didn't have to do anything. You know, there's nothing we could change. We couldn't really change it. The plans are done. And we lost by about 8 votes. We came back the third year, and they said, why are you trying to shove this down our throat? I said, well, you voted. voted the money to design it. It's here. The plans are here. And the contractor held the price. This is, you know, wasn't times like now. Times were a little harder. So we had a pretty good price, and he held the price for those 3 years. And at that point, the plans got thrown in a draw, and that was the end of that. So the point I'm getting at is, yeah, if we can raise $200,000-$300,000 in addition to what's here and get the thing done on a simple majority, I agree what you're saying into the future, but we're not talking about spending $5 million here. We're talking about adding a few hundred thousand to it, and then we're done. Then down the road, a few years down the road, the bond issue is going to come in. Once they see what's built, oh, this is a good idea. Now we're ready for the fire, whatever comes next. And then if you're going to do a bond issue, you know, you're going to get the whole thing done. So something to think about.
I didn't know you. No, that's...
That's a big help.
Yes.
Well, now, does Mike going to make a proposal for that money to be spent to the Board of Selectmen?
Well, the Selectmen have the ultimate authority on how this gets dribbled out. And my thought, and there's going to be a lot of competing claims for this money. Dean Young has already asked for a third of it for a tower, a communications tower. And so you're going to find it, you know, Mike wants body cameras. You're going to find, you know, Jeff hasn't figured it out yet, but he's going to come in and say, yeah, I'd like some of that.
He's got enough fresh air.
So
I got to rate this here. We're good.
So the select board's going to have to come up with some way to evaluate these proposals and, you know, ration this out. It's $400,000.
So what I'm getting at is Mike's got a lot of homework to do between now and the next board meeting come up.
I should think that the Board of Selectmen would convene a committee to accept, because it shouldn't just come from this committee.
No.
Okay, because there's going to be other places in town that are going to submit recommendations. And I would think the Board of Selectmen should appoint 3 people or have a 5-member committee, somebody from the Budget Committee, the Planning Board, 2 members of the public, and a lawyer and an accountant to evaluate these proposals, because however we spend this money, it's got to conform to the law.
Right.
Okay? Because we're going to pay it back if it doesn't, and we don't want to do that.
No.
So then I would think this committee would then make a recommendation to the Board of Selectmen on how to allocate this $400,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you take, I mean, Dean's already spoken for a third of it, $130,000, that's almost a third. So you got to somehow evaluate these competing claims for this money and see if it first conforms to the capital improvement plan. If it's not a capital improvement plan, I'd say forget it, okay? And then, you know, rank them and evaluate them and make a recommendation to the board. But it seems like this project right here has got...
Yeah, and it's on the capital improvement plan.
It is, yeah.
Well, this should be on the top of the list.
Yeah.
So I got a question, and I was new to the committee last 2 weeks ago, so you may have already discussed this, but it actually came up in some conversation you and I had about the tax-deeded property. and the disposition of tax-deeded property. So I did read that 16-page decision that the Supreme Court did. Yeah. Have we done any homework on that? So, you know, it was a narrow decision, right? The three-year guideline was specifically about the landowner being able to buy the property back.
Right.
That was justified in there. However, right, it violated the Constitution, so that the person who owned that property has the right to the value that's in excess of taxes, penalties, and interest.
Right.
So when we talk about a $460,000 lot being exchanged for a $160,000 or $180,000 lot, I think we have some issues on how that looks and how that's framed. And do we even know what the back taxes, penalties, and interest value is on that property?
I mean
if it's $160,000 just for the sake of an argument.
Well, the one we're talking about, that doesn't,
well,
that there is nothing there. But if it was a different that was tax deeded in
1930.
Like, yeah, I gotta say 100 years ago. And I think the statute of limitations might be gone on that for.
Well, I looked into this because, you know, this issue came before the Board of Selectmen a few months ago when we were going to try to sell some property on Donovan Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our lawyer told us that the town is only entitled to keep whatever the accrued taxes were at the time we acquired it, plus any taxes that accrued on it since then, plus some interest. And if we get anything in excess of that, it goes back to the former owner.
Well, I knew in the three-year period, even like if you go, you're supposed to hold it 3 years, give them an opportunity to buy back. And at the end of that 3 years, if you put it up to auction, I do know they get the money back. But beyond that, how long does that
go on? You know what, too, Ronnie, in their decision, it said a reasonable time period.
Yeah.
So 41 years might not be a reasonable time frame,
right.
But
yeah.
It seems to me maybe we should have our attorney just,
I would think so,
give us a decision on that, because we're counting on that money, right?
Right. I mean, I guess the issue, you know, when we were talking about this land swap, your property here on Route 27 is valued, assessed, or appraised at $450,000. So if you're willing to exchange that for that property on Hall's Mill, that would suggest that that has an equal value. So then that implies that the value of that Hall's Mill property is equal to what we're getting on Route 27. Listen to me. Well, then somebody could make that argument, because, I mean, why would you trade one asset for another unless there's equal value?
Well, I'm trying to help this thing along.
Oh, I'm a reasonable person.
You know.
But, okay.
I mean, whether I use it for I can use it for a loss, tax credits.
I was going to say.
And like I say, if I can.
Couldn't the agreement be that?
Yeah.
So I'm exchanging it for this, and then I'm donating the balance to.
That's how you can structure it.
Yeah.
There's a gift and a tax.
But I think we need to be. Yeah. My only point is, I think we need to be careful in case we get challenged on that.
Right.
That's all.
And you really ought to have it before we have.
I see what you're saying. So you can't say that you're selling that for $400,000.
Right.
You don't want to.
Well, no.
Oh, no, because it's only going to be whatever the value is. You know, like I said, I don't care if it's appraised or not. The only issue up there is you got to make sure it's there. Because a lot of these places,
it's on the tax.
It's just a piece of paper. It's on a tax map. It doesn't mean a whole lot until somebody surveys it.
Okay.
So, but regardless, there is a piece of land there, it seems, and
there's
a certain value to it that I'm sure is around a couple hundred thousand dollars. But that's got to be pretty clearly spelled out that the rest of it's either a gift or however it's going to work out. Otherwise, some heir is going to come out of that.
That's right.
I mean, I doubt it on that one because the woman that lost it, she was a sole heir back then, and she's, you know, didn't even live here.
Right.
It was her brother's place that she didn't even know was here.
But we took it for $2 in unpaid taxes.
Right. Yeah, it was, I know, I looked it up years ago.
Yeah, I did too.
So it was, and I think she just didn't know she owned it, because he owned the little house as well. And I think once the house, you know, the brother died, she came up for Mass, she sold his house, went back to Mass, says, I'm all done. Probably got a tax bill the next year, and I don't know, that threw it in the trash.
Right.
You know, and that's how that stuff happened, you know.
But I think Bob's right. We should, you know, explore that if we do have.
Yeah, there could be an issue.
Because you're supposed to do the 90-day notice that you're selling the land. to the whoever the owner is. But of course, we're talking 41 years.
100 years ago.
It's not. No, it's 100.
Yeah, it's almost 100 years ago this happened. So, you know, right. I mean, there's a pretty slim chance.
Yeah. 1930, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I think 1934 is a good.
So that's the news on that coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund. So, you know, we should come up with a way to allocate this money and then spend it carefully. And then if we, maybe you can go to the town meeting if we have this land swap with Ronnie, you could might be able to do this in 1 year.
Yeah. And that's the only, I mean, we don't even know if we can do anything with that land or not. There's still a lot of other issues there.
Yeah.
But again, my only reasoning was to save the funds to help this thing through.
Sure.
And then the other option on the table was just pay me over time. You know, maybe at no interest or something. So, you know, we stretch it out over 5 or 10 years. So funds can be available to keep this thing moving. And then, like you say, let the people in the future help pay the bill. Coming in.
No, I mean, we got such growth that
my
we're going on here
cheap.
In town right now. They're going to benefit by it.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of growth. Nothing like I've ever seen here in the last year or two. So you're going to have a good tax base over the next few years.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Chief, he can't. I don't know if you wanted to bring this up. He did some work on guidelines.
Yeah, I got an email from Boyd regarding the American Rescue Plan Act and added some deficiencies. Well, I didn't add them to the pamphlet that we put out a while ago. I don't know if anybody's familiar, but we had a pamphlet of some of the issues with the police department. And Boyd had talked to the finance, director over there at Rockingham County.
Right.
They have a project over there and whatnot, and they're using some of the, they're going to try to use some of the funding to build that project. And as Boyd had mentioned earlier about COVID-related reasons for, you know, we have a lot of the same issues. There's no, where the guys work, we eat. It's less than 6 feet, footage up there. We bring prisoners in, there's no ventilation whatsoever. No ventilation in the basement. The whole building has no ventilation. It just has the regular baseboard heat. There's no fresh air coming in and whatnot. So we have a lot of COVID issues. So I come up with some ideas on, I plan on adding them to the flyer and getting it out onto the websites and Facebook and whatnot. So feel free to take a look and make comments.
Yeah.
Any of you that have any comments or whatnot. But,
yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
So what do you propose the next step be as far as, should we try to get some people to come in to give us some ideas, like architects for the next meeting? Is it too early for that? Do we want to work on this land swap?
Well, I would work on that land swap. I mean, because that's a big number right there. I mean, you ought to go to the Conservation Commission and start, you know, paving the way there now, because that, I mean, that takes a big chunk right out of it.
Right
there. Mm-hmm. You know, and get over this Polonsky decision that Bob brought up, you know, whether we end up having to pay the heirs, the difference between what Ronnie thinks it's worth and what we think it's worth, and we don't want to get into that either. And then I would say just get an architect, you know, somebody, you know, we'll do it for a bargain, and we tell them we don't want a Taj Mahal over there either. Sorry, Joe, but
we're going to
start off.
I'm not
no,
saying we want something practical.
Remember, you got 100 years of back taxes on the property too, so I think maybe you can come out of it.
But I think $2, like you said,
that's why we should figure out what
step
that
one
is.
Step one is get a piece of property.
I agree.
And then step two is now we hire an architect. Now we get the piece of property. Here's the property. Here's the boundaries. What can you design to fit what we are looking for?
Well, instead of talking about design, why don't we have some architects that specialize in this just to come in and we talk to them and saying we're wanting to do something. What are your type of recommendations? Giving them answers some questions. Nothing, no commitment, but we know a couple different people that we can end up looking at in the future. You know, they're going to try and sell us on their, that's their job, I understand that, but I think they can turn around and tell us some things that they've run into and problems with other towns that they've done it with, or what have you. That's all. I mean, if we talk to people, the sooner we talk to some people about some type of building, now we've solved that instead of waiting a little bit longer. That, I mean, it gives us a couple.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
The biggest problem is, again, is this design. Again, you guys deserve a lot more. It was fine. We didn't have anything before, so this was good. It's been 30 years, and it's very, very inadequate. Yet, it always goes to the pendulum goes completely the other way, because certain guys, you know, someone's going to come in and say, oh, you guys should have, they should have a swimming pool in there, so they can. I mean, I'm just being a little facetious, but it's like school. You know, you take this 30% school funding money a lot of times, and it's a waste, because you spend more than that with all these mandates that comes along with it.
Right.
So again, even with this money, we hope they're not going to come in with a bunch of mandates.
We've already signed off on those mandates, but the mandates are that everybody wears a seatbelt and no smoking on the job. It's crazy with all the things you have to agree to.
But I mean,
it had nothing to do with the project.
I mean, the building code, you need fresh air ventilation. Yeah. That's in the building code now. A lot of the things you're talking about is in the code. You're going to get wider hallway. There's a lot of things you're going to do anyway. You know, I'm sure there's some specialty things you need in there, but, you know, then there's the bells and whistles, and you know, it's fine until you get to a certain point where, you know, you don't want to run this into a $2 million police station, because then we're going to get nowhere.
Right.
And people will push you in that direction. So you got to, I think it could be south of a million and get a really decent building, you know, over there. That's pretty doable.
Well, I don't think at this point we need to get an architect to come in at the next meeting.
No.
And start there. I think we got to get this land thing figured out.
Yep.
I don't know who calls the town attorney. Maybe that's something we bring up. I don't want to wait till the next selectman's meeting. How does that go?
Well, I would think either you or Brian would collaborate, and then one of you would call the attorney. Because Brian's the chair, you're the vice chair.
All right.
So you guys would be able to collaborate, and then one of you would call the attorney.
Yeah, drop some kind of a contract with Ronnie, agreeing to trade this for that, and describe the property.
Yeah, we've got to start with some paperwork. Brian was, and the next step is, you know, we got one piece there, we got to go to the conservation. We got to run that out and see where it goes. It might go nowhere. Brian, I don't know if he wasn't going to be here. He was going to talk to them before we got here, so we don't know where that lies right now. If that's a dead end, then we got to sit down and go to Plan B.
Right.
You know, come up with another option.
I guess the Plan B would just, you would have to put a number on the property on Route 27. You'd have to tell us what the cash price would be.
Right.
So you ought to be thinking about that.
Right. Yeah, we'll come up with the best number we can and see if there's any terms we give you. That's
And you'd hold the paper on it for 5 years?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
All right, I'll reach out to Brian, give him an update, and I'm sure he'll reach out to you. If not, I will, and see if we can talk behind the scenes and get something going.
Yeah.
Thanks for Tom's input on this.
Yeah, he'll do better. He was on his way out of town this morning, so.
No, but I mean, you know.
But yeah, we can.
Wait,
he
wants to keep the business running.
Once it's all in there, we can keep building on as we go. As we come up with sizes and ideas, we'll just keep. That'll be a work in progress.
We can refine some numbers, and Rick and I can get together and, like it was mentioned earlier, come up, look at some other PDs maybe closer by and reach out to your brother or you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tweak it a little bit.
Every town's got a PD, so just work your way out. If you see one you really like that fits the bill, then you want to pick their brain.
Did you go to Barnstead or someplace like that?
Barnstead did it themselves, and they had the community buy in. So they were like $400,000 for a brand new police station. They had the land already.
Okay.
They hired a company. I believe it's the same company that built the Farmington Safety Complex.
Yeah, if I was just going to say Farmington, just did a new one.
And I did call that company up way back at the beginning, and the woman's like, I'll come down, meet with the town and stuff, and I know how that goes.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into a giant project. So I said, you know, we'll call you if we want to go that route. And
did Farmington do a whole complex?
They did.
Yes. A whole safety complex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ronnie's got the...
So in any event, the chief up in Barnstead was telling me how it was put in front of the voters at town meeting. This company came in presentation, group of residents shot it down, didn't want anything to do with it, and the building inspector is a developer or builder or whatnot, and somehow he said he'll run the project. He'd be like the general contractor. And then I'm not sure exactly what happened, but reached out to citizens and companies he knew in the area, and they did it and got it done. They already had, you know, a couple hundred thousand sitting in a fund, so similar to our fund. $350,000 there.
Here,
so I mean,
you know,
ideally.
This building, like yep. I say, we sat through town meeting after town meeting with million plus proposals. And again, this is 34 years ago. That was a lot of money, and no one knew where to put it. And the last thing on the table was it was going to go across the street, but it would have been way out, like way out in the woods and out in the ledges there. And says, you know, and so a group of us went in to the, we kind of took over the committee. They weren't too happy, but. We says, can we come into the meeting? And so the first thing we said is we want to, and they had like Hoyle Tanner, it was one of them. I mean, a big firm. And the buildings they were coming into, it was just crazy. You know, we had nothing at the time. So we said, we'd like, so they voted us on to their committee. And they said, okay, now we'd like to fire the architect. And they said, well, we can't do that. They said, he's been working on this for 3 years. And he hasn't gotten any money yet. I said, well, then he hasn't done a good job. I said, believe me, I'm sure they'd be happy to walk away at this point because we're not going to spend $1 million on this building. So so we took a vote, and we voted to call the architect and say we're all set. So most of the committee quit, and five of us that were left took over, and we built this on our own for $350,000.
Wow.
You know, and had a lot of donate. That's why there's plaques all over the place. We sold the windows. We sold pavers outside. You know, we did a lot, but we got it done. It was a big community effort. You know, and it's, you know, it's not quite big enough now, but 1989 it was a lot more than what we had. So anything could be done. You know, if everybody pulls together and tries, and yeah, and we did it in 6 months too.
Wow.
And we turned back, I think we raised $350,000 and we turned $20,000 back. So
that's outstanding. I'd like to see something like that happen. Yeah. I think in this town we got a lot of decent people and a lot of resources right here.
There are the architects in Candy? You could just kind of lay
I don't know. I don't think we do.
You mentioned a name that you knew, maybe.
Len Drews. He's still.
Yeah, Len Drews. He's bored.
Take him out of retirement.
Yeah.
So, Boyd, you caught my curiosity with the, now, are we needing to be at the next Monday meeting for this money to get allocated to this committee, or is it another?
It's not even on the agenda. We haven't seen the agenda.
So you're going to wait till the agenda.
So, yeah, let's half of 30
days, right? The check is coming.
So let us know so that we can get certain people.
Okay. You already clicked the send button. It's gone.
But you know, it's funny, when I applied for that, I was waiting for a question. Well, what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah.
And it never came up.
Yeah, that's later.
I said, well, submit. That's probably the next question. Done. You know? Boy, it's not hard to get $400,000 out of the federal government.
No.
But I keep it as the other question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for showing us the plans and working with us, Ron. Appreciate that.
Keep picking away.
No.
And
thank you.
So I want to thank Boyd too for.
That's where I'm going.
He also, people may not know, applied for the congressional appropriation. The town got invited to apply for that, and Boyd stepped up and applied for some of that money. I'm not sure the outcome of that whole thing, but I thank you for doing that. We'll see what happens with that. You never know.
Yep. Yeah, Senator Shaheen sent out an email. She wanted ideas for the towns for the next budget cycle in Congress. So we, you know, applied. And we're on the list. I don't know what we're going to do with that. Maybe we put it on this thing. Yeah,
any money's good for
infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so does that piece of property have to be surveyed? That you said,
is that
which one now?
That you're going to donate?
That's all done.
Was that easy?
Oh, no, I meant the one that we're trading.
Doing a trade, that's never been surveyed. Other than, some of it is where, because I mean, I abutted a lot of it at one point, so there's some.
Because, I can't think of his name.
Really?
Do a serve.
Franklin?
Yeah, Jim Franklin will help us on doing it, so.
But I think there's enough, you could kind of, you know, we could piece it in with the abutting properties, just make sure it's there, but.
I can lift a.
I don't want to do anything till I want the Conservation Commission either on board or they don't want to do it. I'm not even sure how that stands, I don't even know. You know, Brian kept saying, oh, don't worry about it, if you can do that, but I'd rather.
Make sure.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't want to fight through it, it's just either we're trying to just save some money here, if we do it, we do it, we don't.
Is there any weight on that board?
I'll go to the meeting too.
I thought you were gonna talk to him after the last meeting.
Yeah.
Did you make it sound like that?
All right.
This.
Oh, okay.
I guess most of you would join, I think.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
What? 2 weeks, is that the 12th? What's it?
In a month, 2 weeks or a month?
I'd say 2 weeks. What do you think?
Sounds horrible, but it's the only way you get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, I think we get more momentum with the 2 weeks.
You guys are keeping them short, getting in and out.
And then 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock, what's the 13th, is that?
Because it stacks up on another meeting.
Yeah.
They didn't show it to me, they showed me a picture of what it was.
Motion to adjourn, you made it?
Yeah, I made the motion.
All in favor?
I just need a second.
All right.
All right.
So it's a.
Meeting's adjourned.
Who did second?
I did.